It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
If you're just tuning into this episode of the Joe and Alex Show, which sounds like Mari or a mixture of Jerry Springer, 10 years ago, my dad passed away. Rest in peace. At the funeral, up there shaking everybody's hand, they're saying, you know, my dad there and their final respects and stuff. This guy says, hey, I'm your half-brother, and this is your nephew. I'm like, what? Didn't know I had a half-brother. Long story short, they did a blood test way back in the day. This is when my dad was like 18, 19 or whatever, when he was accused of being the guy's dad. And I think it was a blood test, but whatever it was, the result said my dad was not the father in the Mario voice. But he still came to my dad's funeral like 10 years ago saying, hey, I'm your half-brother. So I'm wondering, should I do or can I do any kind of DNA test to, I guess, give this guy closure? I don't think I want a relationship if he really is. 317-239-1009. Also, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Follow us, and any advice would be awesome.
Okay, on Instagram, Kenzie said, absolutely. You always have, you're always going to have that doubt in your mind if you don't. If you do this, you'll have a definite answer and won't have to spend time worrying. Good luck. French said, I think he should. The worst that can happen is you're not the brother.
Yeah.
Britt says, do it. It will give you the both closure. Even if you don't turn out to be best friends, you can still help him get to know your dad through you. This happened to my family recently. After my uncle passed away, we learned of a potential cousin. The potential cousin and my cousin both swabbed their mouth. He found out he was indeed my uncle's son. He now has a family that welcomes him and helps him learn just who his dad was as a person. Danielle said, this happened to my sister this weekend. This random guy hit my sister up claiming he has our same last name and got tested and said he was our half-brother. We're also suspicious. What do we need to do? Now, hang on a minute, Danielle. This is about Joe today, selfish.
Yeah, don't hijack my struggle.
I'm joking.
Get out of here. Nobody cares about your problems. No, maybe I can find out and I can let you know how we do it. Kayla, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and what did you do 5 years ago?
Actually, my sister came out of the woodwork, and we did the mouth swab, and, well, turns out I have a half-sister.
Whoa!
Yes, and my dad still denies it.
No way!
That would be my dad if this all works out. Like, that ain't mine. I'm like, dude, it says it is.
Exactly, but I will say this, Joe, it could just be for closure. We're not super close. She's literally 7 months younger than me. And she has some nephews, and obviously during the holidays, you know, happy holidays, but we're not super close like siblings, like I think Alex thinks you would be, but I was in your shoes, and it's nice to know that someone has closure.
Does she live close to you?
Actually, yeah, so funny story, she actually ended up going to high school with my stepsister.
Whoa!
Yeah.
And they knew, and my stepsister and her were actually friends.
That's bizarre.
It's all a small world. Here's my thing, multiple things. I think you're right. Like, let's say that this person is my half-brother. What if somebody on that side of the family's got money? Then I could get into an inheritance. That would be kind of dope.
That's exactly why you should do
that. That'd be pretty cool. I mean, that's something to consider. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. Samantha, you're saying, do it, Joe. I should do it. Why?
Well, I actually got told from numerous people that I had a half-brother, and I searched Facebook, I searched MySpace when it was popular back in the day. I searched it all. Apparently, they did a DNA test when he was 18, and my dad was older, and it came back that he was the dad, but his mother had taken him over across state lines, and so it was hard to get a connection. So when I did find him, I was like, I just wanted to meet you, to see you, just to talk to you. Maybe that's what he's looking for, just to see you and talk to you and see, you know, what he missed out or what
I would be down to talk to the guy. I just don't want to do it at a funeral home again with a dead body next to me. That was weird the first time.
You know what else?
What?
He could just think you're hot. Have a crush on you.
I mean, it happens, and I mean that's not my lifestyle, but I appreciate people, you know, appreciating what I am. It puts my wife in check for sure to let her know that I'm bootylicious. Katie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your story?
Well, I'm actually adopted. I was adopted when I was only 2 days old, and I've always wondered just for like medical history and. You know, now that I have 2 kids, and whenever you're pregnant, they want to know, you know, every possible scenario that might come up. And whenever I found my birth mother, we actually did the DNA. And it was nice just to have, you know, peace of mind, even though I look just like her. And I actually have half siblings. And it just gives you peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I don't regret it.
You know what I'm thinking, too? Because, like, I'm wondering how much this costs. Like,
I think we paid, like, $3.99 to have the test done.
Like $3.99?
No, like, $3.
I was like, $4, Joe.
Yeah, like $400, basically.
Oh,
interesting. Hey, I have some.
We might keep this a mystery, then.
Here's something you're going to be interested in, Joe. Don says on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, I used to do DNA and drug tests. For the DNA test, we would do mouth swabs. If the claimed father was not present, we could do a sibling match. However, even though the DNA test was done a very long time ago, the chances that blood DNA test is inaccurate is very slim. I would say I'm 99% confident that if the test stated he is not the father by this blood test, that it's true.
Wow. I'm wondering, too, if you can hit us up, because we are going to have to move on. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter with Don or anybody else, or she can message. Is it possible to, like, find out the results? Are they on a record somewhere? Is that, like, private? You can't find that information out.
Good question.
I'd like to know that. Man, this is... So, real quick, as we wrap up, producer MYK, if this was in the situation, or maybe this happened to you and I don't know about it, what would you do if you were me right now? How would you proceed after this conversation?
Knowing you, you see that price tag, it's $400. Does anyone do discount DNA?
Yeah, would somebody like me to represent you? Like, hey, this is Joe from the Joe and Alex Show for producer MYK's DNA match.
Hold on, there's somebody on hold. His name is Gary. He has a white van, and he says there's no windows, but he has a flashlight, and he'll do the DNA test right inside there.
I don't think you get DNA from that spot. Hey, thank you guys so much for all your help this morning. If you got anything else, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.